Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as we look at the calendar, we are getting very close to celebrate what is traditionally celebrated as the birth of Christ. Christmas is coming. And so I thought it would be well if we could spend a little bit of time thinking about the story of Christmas, the purpose of Christmas, and what it should mean to us. Now, before I get into the message, I do want to pray, but I want to mention that there are some folks that get a little strict or legalistic, you know. Well, Christ wasn't born in December. He was born in September. Or I've even heard in the spring at the time of lambing. However, it does matter to some extent when he was born, but we are not going into the particulars. What we are going into and what we want to look at and what we want to cherish in our hearts is the fact that Jesus was born, that he came into this earth as a man, and in doing so, he fulfilled the divine purposes of God, which affects every living soul. We have an opportunity to make a choice. We can choose to accept him as our Savior, or we can feel that it's irrelevant, it's not necessary. And beloved, God doesn't, as I've said before, God doesn't send anyone to hell. We make that choice ourselves. And so let's just open the broadcast now with prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that wonderful moment in time. Historically, it has divided our timeline, if you will, before Christ and after Christ. Lord, it was the event of the ages. All heaven must have been just looking on to see that the Christ child was born in such humble surroundings, and he lived just as a natural boy and didn't begin his father's work until God called him the last 3 years. The Holy Spirit spoke to him when it was time, and he went into the wilderness to fast 40 days and nights to prepare him for the work that God had called him to do. And I'd like to share just one verse out of Luke, the second chapter, verse 14. And this was the angels when they were announcing to the shepherds. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now, this is a very familiar passage. We hear it recited many times during this season on Christmas cards. And when we understand the purpose of Christmas, it's a celebration of the birth of Christ, that this truly was an expression of the heart of God. Think about that. This was God's intention, summarized in just a few very words. He wanted peace on earth, and he wanted goodwill, love, stability, and harmony between men. That has never occurred since the garden, beloved. We've had nothing but wars and rumors of wars to the very day in which we're living. But that's his desire, goodwill toward men. And that's basically the sum total of God's attitude and desire for the world. Now, I've entitled this message, "The Prince of Peace." Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he is the very source of peace. There's no other source outside of Jesus, not true peace. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 speaks of him as the Prince of Peace. Beloved, from the fall in the garden, mankind has lived in turmoil, in disorder, in conflict, in warfare. There's not been peace on the earth. Over 2,000 years ago, when the Christ child was born, what happened? The world didn't receive him. He was basically, through the course of his life and ministry, he was ignored, denied, rejected, and crucified. So the world has gone on without peace, and it has continued in its suffering because it has rejected the gift of peace. And only those who reach out to receive Jesus, only those who will accept the gift of God through his son Jesus can have peace with God. As I said many times to people that were not saved, God doesn't send anyone to hell. You get to choose. He's made a way of escape. He's made a way of salvation. And his name is Jesus. So when the Godhead agreed on this plan that Jesus was going to come to redeem mankind, that is mentioned in the opening chapters of Genesis, that God spoke that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. And that seed, of course, is Jesus. So through Jesus, God is telling us, he's telling the human race, he's telling mankind through the centuries that he would not hold our sins and iniquity against us. He desired that the enmity between God and man would cease. God desires peace between man and God, and between man and man upon the earth. Sin was the separating factor. They were warned, our first parents in the garden, that if they would eat of this, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that they would die. And they probably fully didn't understand what that meant, because had they lived without doing that, they would have been immortal. They had life. I mean, they were in the very presence of God. God came down and walked and talked with them in the cool of the evening. And so God's desire, even then, he made provision before sin entered the world through mankind, that he would make a way for restoration. Man is made in the image of God. All the works of his hands are beautiful and wonderful, but God wanted to do something special. The angels are stronger, mightier than we are, yet they are not created in the image of God. What that fully means, I don't know any of us truly know, but we have intellect. And God is a God of emotions. He gets angry. He loves. He has sometimes frustration. I'll be sharing some scripture with you. Because of mankind in their stubbornness and rebellion, refusing the gracious free gift that is offered to mankind. Now, what is peace? We're talking about peace. Well, for the world, for the natural man, for the unsaved, peace basically is a lack of conflict or warfare in relationships, work relationships, personal family relationships, or between nations. And when there's disagreement and strife, generally wars break out. I don't think there's ever been a period of time when there haven't been wars. But that's what peace means to the natural man. But in the Hebrew, that word peace is wonderfully comprehensive. It means a sense of total well-being. And this well-being is expressed in physical health, in healing, in blessing and prosperity, in salvation and security. Isn't that something people need today? Security. Because there's no rest to the wicked. There's no assurance. There's no security. And so this shalom peace covers every aspect of our lives, and it's found only in a covenant relationship with God himself. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 5, the word says, "The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." God wants us to have peace, and he brought that about in Christ. In fact, I'd like to read, they're beautiful, familiar scriptures, but it says, Isaiah the prophet describes what Jesus came to do. Speaking of Jesus in verse 2, for he shall grow up before him, before the Lord, as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. Think about that in the natural, those of you who are gardeners. Plants don't do very well in dry ground. They need moisture. So his coming had nothing to do with natural means or resources. He grew out of the very dry, sterile ground that the human race had made upon this earth. Reading on again, now he hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not, or appreciated him not. Surely, that's emphatic, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That is so true, the rebellion in the heart of man. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Beautiful passages. I think that's one of my favorite books, Isaiah. Well, beloved, I'm just glancing at the clock, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. But we'll continue on with thoughts and meditations upon Jesus, the Prince of Peace. I thank you for joining me. And even at this time of year, if you're going through difficult times because the enemy doesn't stop for holidays, please know that I would welcome your letter, and I will personally pray for you. I alone read and answer the mail. I thank you for joining me. I pray for you every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.